Okay, so we're talking about Tron Legacy and the trailers and what our thoughts are. Continue on your thought.
So it's about the dark side of technology and how the first movie's about like where technology can take us and what's going to happen. And then this one, we're hoping that there's going to be some references to the internet about how widespread it is and how that may be the undoing. Maybe that's where the virus comes from that corrupts Clue and turns them all. I'm guessing, by the way, that the yellow-orangish tint is the bad guys and the blue ones are the good guys.
Sure.
I'm guessing.
Well, I guess my... Like I've said before, I'm not totally familiar with the Tron and the whole world and all that stuff. I've seen the movie and I didn't like it, and I'll watch it again just to like it again. But how is a human trapped in the grid? How has... I'm assuming that Sam is being held hostage by his own program. How is that possible?
Sam or Kevin? Sam's the kid.
Kevin.
Well, that's a good question, because in the first one... I recall, because Kevin's the one who goes in there in the first place.
Correct.
So he's already been there. And I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But he bumps into Tron, which is Alan's avatar. Right?
Right.
So he's the program that Alan created. So I'm trying to think of what Clue was, or if he was Clue, and that's what's confusing.
He was Clue, but how is it that we see scenes in the trailer where Clue comes into the living quarters where Kevin is. So it's not that they're just having a conversation, like, digitally through somewhere.
No, yeah, but I'm trying to remember because, like, even in this movie it says it's Clue 2.0. And
right.
I know that there was a Clue in the first one. I'm trying to remember how those related to each other, because Kevin did get sucked in, and he never really face-to-face with himself.
Right.
And that's where I'm getting a little bit lost, too.
And it seems like we're going to have that in this film. We're going to have the program...
come face-to-face...
with its user. With his user. And that, I guess, confuses me a little bit. But I know that in some of the footage that we saw at Tron Night, I didn't see it, but they released the clip after that.
Oh, they did?
They built that vehicle, the four-wheel vehicle, can go off the grid. But what does that mean? Does that mean out of the whole interface? And not into the real world, obviously. Can't go into the real world.
So it's some sort of Matrix-type limbo.
Or
Inception-type limbo. So if Cobb went one level further, he'd go onto the grid.
Oh, if we talk about Inception, we're going to be in trouble. So we both think that Tron is definitely going to be in the film.
If he's not, then I think, like you said, a lot of us are going to be disappointed or frustrated. How can you have a movie called Tron without the character Tron himself being in there? And it's especially given the fact that Alan Bradley, Bruce Boxleitner, is in the film.
Right.
I want to say that he's going to show up as Tron, especially with all the digital stuff with what they're doing with Kevin. They have to do it for Tron. They have to.
Do you think that Tron will be a
hero
blue character or a orange character?
Blue or orange. I want to say that he'll be the hero, because that's kind of where this is all coming, especially given the fact that Clue's the bad guy. I want to say that Tron's the hero. He's the one who comes in and saves the day. Oh yeah, America, you know.
My theory is Tron is double agent. He's playing the role of bad guy, like Clue's right-hand man.
And then he's actually
be working with Kevin, but Sam plays... Alan Bradley gets Sam into the grid for a reason. We need to get you into the grid.
So Alan works with his avatar, and his avatar is like, hey, Kevin's in here. He's like, what, Kevin's in here? I gotta figure out some way to do it. I'm not going in myself.
And Alan Bradley's not mentioning to Sam at all that, oh, I'm tapped into the grid all the time, you know.
Well, okay, so that maybe is, based off of your theory and maybe my theory too, then, is, like I just said, why wouldn't Alan go in there himself? And the thing that I was gonna just about talk to you, I'm worried about, why doesn't Kevin Flynn want to leave the grid? Like, if he's being held there hostage. Or if Alan's sending Sam in there intentionally so that Kevin finally wants to come out. Like,
oh, okay. Like